Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey, gorgeous humans, Riley Hart here, back with another daily dose of confidence glow. Ever feel like life's a never-ending checklist? Like you need to be crushing it in every area, looking perfect, and acing that whole adulting thing? You know what I'm talking about. That pressure to be flawless can leave you feeling exhausted, inadequate, and let's be real, totally burnt out. Today, we're diving into the beautiful liberation of embracing imperfection. It's time to ditch the impossible standards and discover the freedom that comes with letting go of perfectionism. Here's the thing. Perfection is a myth. It's this shiny illusion that keeps us chasing after something unattainable. It's like trying to catch smoke. You can chase it all day, but it'll always slip through your fingers. And honestly, who has time for that? Life is messy, unpredictable, and gloriously imperfect. That's what makes it so freaking awesome. First up, recognize that perfectionism is often a mask. It hides insecurities, fears, and the belief that you're not good enough just as you are. It's like wearing a super thick layer of armor to protect yourself from potential criticism or failure. But here's the catch, that armor can also keep you from truly experiencing life. Next, understand that mistakes are your biggest teachers. Remember that time you totally bombed that presentation? Or maybe that epic baking fail that left your kitchen looking like a disaster zone? Yep, those moments might sting initially, but they're incredible opportunities to learn, grow, and become even more resilient. Each misstep is a stepping stone on the path to becoming your most authentic self. Thirdly, celebrate your wins, big and small. Don't just focus on the what-ifs or the things you haven't achieved yet. Take a moment to acknowledge your accomplishments, no matter how seemingly insignificant they may seem. Finished that project? Nailed that interview? Gave yourself a pep talk in the mirror today? High five yourself. You deserve it. Now, let's talk about self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just as you would be to a dear friend going through a tough time. Talk yourself up, offer words of encouragement, and remember that you are worthy of love and acceptance, flaws and all. Finally, practice gratitude. Focus on the good things in your life, no matter how small. It could be the delicious coffee you just sipped, the sunshine streaming through your window, or a heartfelt conversation with a loved one. Cultivating a grateful heart can shift your perspective and help you see the beauty in imperfection. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented graphic designer who's known for her stunning work. But lately, she's been feeling overwhelmed. She compares herself to other designers, obsessing over their flawless portfolios and social media presence. Sarah's convinced that unless every single design is absolutely perfect, it's not good enough. This constant pressure leads to sleepless nights, creative blocks, and a whole lot of anxiety. Does this sound familiar? We've all been there. Sarah needs to remember that perfection is an illusion. It's okay for her designs to evolve, to be imperfect, even to have those happy accidents that often lead to unexpected breakthroughs. She should focus on celebrating the unique aspects of her work and embracing the learning process along the way. So, what are your takeaways from today's episode? First, perfectionism is a trap. It keeps you stuck in a cycle of self-criticism and anxiety. Second, mistakes are valuable lessons in disguise. Embrace them as part of your growth journey. Third, celebrate your wins, no matter how small. Acknowledge your accomplishments and give yourself credit for your efforts. And lastly, practice self-compassion and gratitude. Be kind to yourself, focus on the good, and remember that you are worthy just as you are. Ready to ditch the pressure of perfection and embrace your beautiful imperfection? Take a deep breath, let go of those unrealistic expectations, and remember. You are enough, exactly as you are. Now, I want to hear from you. Share this episode with a friend who might need a little confidence boost. Leave a review, tell me your thoughts in the comments. Let's keep the conversation going. Until tomorrow, stay radiant, my loves.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.